Breakfast with Paddy and Rob Palmer, cricketing legend Justin Avendano, filling in for Rob.
This is the news that doesn't make the news, that should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Justin.
Good morning. Now, I've got some interesting news now. So an article popped up yesterday about some people in Mossman, Cremorne, the Balgala area in the North Shore of Sydney, about hearing some animal noises that they're not normally hearing. They didn't know what it was, so they're getting these reports. And what it is, they're actually hearing lions, elephants, and monkeys at Taronga Zoo, up to 8 kilometres away. So people are calling in going, hey, I think I've just heard a lion roaring, and they're 8 k's away. So I tell you what, it's good to see that, you know, the Mossman people, you know, they live a pretty good life anyway, but now they get to wake up listening to a lion roaring in the morning. I would love nothing more than to hear that.
Strawberry to pigs.
Yeah. I live in a bit of property and I'm used to bloody my dogs barking at horses and it's got awful.
And that's because the decrease in traffic.
Yeah, there's no traffic on the roads. And same with they were saying that the gardeners, there's no leaf blowers in the morning. So they're getting to hear the wildlife from Taronga Zoo, which is incredible.
There you go. Prices have just skyrocketed again. Well, mine is a noisy thing too. We're struggling, and I can imagine a lot of people on the Central Coast can relate to this. A struggling Year 12 student has made a desperate plea for a mysterious neighbour, bagpiper, to quit blasting the noisy instrument because the unknown student left a handwritten note taped to the fence of this person's house saying, hey, consider taking a day off now and then, will you? After blowing the bagpipes for 8 days straight. Have you ever, would love to know, 133353, have you ever had a neighbour that has done the bagpipes or trumpets worse? They've got to practice, I totally understand, but not so early in the morning.
Do you remember the old school recorders? Those little recorder things?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They were the most god-awful things you could ever hear. So and every kid, when they're about year three, gets one. So I can just imagine every parent just going, my kid's got this,
yeah.
And it's the worst thing in the world.
And they've got to practice it.
They do. Mark from Springfield, how are you going?
Good morning, boys. It's nice to hear a fresh, lovely young man on the radio that sounds like a guy just having a beer at the pub with.
Thank you, Mark. Oh, what about Justin?
That's the memo I got. That's exactly what I got told.
Hey, mate, what about you neighbours next door? Have they been blasting out anything?
Mate, this has been going on for 4 years, drum sets. I work in construction, so I get up at 4:30 every morning, and this guy likes to start drumming and thrash metal music at midnight till about 4 o'clock the next morning.
How does he go on the drums? Is he okay?
Mate, I actually know the guy. I said to him, mate, even after 4 years of listening to your crap, you have not improved one bit.
Yeah,
mate, I've even rang the police on him anonymously, and they've come round, and the cop just got out of the car shaking their heads, looking out the window watching.
Oh, that's funny stuff. Thanks for that, Marky.
Thanks, boys. Have a nice day.